Yeah, okay, I copy that. A lot of times I go to, what is it, ChatGPT, and ask the AI, you know, and so far, like I say, so far it's directed me with my, because I'm only using my Biofang 5-watt radio right now till I can get me something a little better here pretty soon. I'm taking my time, and I'm not rushing anything. I'm taking my time, trying to let things soak in, learn slower and better instead of fast. You know, you learn too fast, you miss some things. So as I've gotten older, I've learned just to slow down and start enjoying things more too. I used to be a drywaller and a painter, and you're always speeding to get things done, you know. And it's a hard habit to break, to stop and slow down and learn something like this here. And but I go to the AI, and like I say, so far that ChatGPT has been pretty good. Like I say, I got a pretty decent setup right now. And so I go to that for a lot of my information on stuff like that there. And I tell you what, I'm really happy that they have something like that now, because, man, back in the day, you had to go find books and read up on it and stuff like that. And I don't think it was as fun as the AI is over.
Yeah, even better. Just go on ChatGPT and search up Please Weather if you want again. But, yeah, I still read a book about ham radio. Where is it? It's called Ham Radios for Dummies. And it basically, maybe at your local library, if there's one near you, that's really interesting because it, like, literally tells you everything there is to know about ham radio, like all the basics, like signal propagation, stuff like that. That's a good book. Yeah, the AI is just so much easier. It's quicker, like what you said and stuff. And it can be wrong sometimes. I don't know about you, but for me, it is. It can be wrong with like code and stuff. Stuff like that. That's kind of like what for my satellite, I think I told you about that. I kind of do 50% or 70% me and 30% AI. But yeah, it's definitely useful for this hobby.